You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom, I have some shocking news for you. I'm thinking about moving.
Away from your mom? You gonna move out of state?
No, I've been.
You moving away from your mom?
I'm thinking about moving.
You just moved to that new house like 5 years ago.
Yeah, and we've done a lot of work to it. We've put a lot of money into it, and I pretty much assumed that we'd be in that house until it's time to, you know, downsize and think about retiring.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to be in that house until they buried you or something.
You never know. I mean, honestly, the way things are with house prices right now, maybe. But, yeah, I'm thinking about moving. The funny thing is, one door down.
One like house door down. Or one plus one?
Well, yeah, how does that work? So you skip one house and then it's the next house.
So it's
would that
two
be
doors
two
down.
Doors down or one
yeah,
house?
Yeah, it's like the
one house
Parton
over.
Song, Two Doors Down.
So two doors down, there is the sweetest old lady in this house. And sadly, her husband passed away a couple years ago. And she's been having a lot of garage sales and I'm seeing a lot of cleaning going on. So our suspicions are... That she's going to be putting the house up for sale soon. And we love this house. It is by far the nicest house in the neighborhood. It's a ranch, so we could be there into our golden years.
Yes.
It's kind of like on a corner lot. So you got a beautiful yard, beautiful front yard. It has a four-car garage, which, you know me, I am jonesing over that so I can get a couple more toys. And we're wondering, do we do this? Do we
has
look
a four
like
car garage?
Idiots? Yeah.
Because your house is two cars, is that right?
It is, which I hated. There was other reasons we got our house, because it's the proximity to schools and things like that. And it was the one thing I missed out on was the bigger garage. And this one, I'm like, here we go. This is my garage.
Is there something holding you back, or are you just going to go ahead and do it?
Well, one, I feel like it looks ridiculous to move two doors down. It just looks stupid, doesn't it? As you're walking your mattress down the street, you know? I mean, although would be the easiest move ever, I think. You just get a bunch of friends and you just walk your stuff right, you know, right down the street.
Well, let me endorse your move and I'll tell you why. When I was a senior in high school, we moved next door.
Even easier.
We'd live for years on Green Acres. That was the name of the street.
Yeah.
I just love the name. And my parents loved the Farnsworth's house, which was next door. And when the Farnsworth's moved, my parents said, we're buying your house. So they bought it. And sure enough, we had a bunch of friends come over, and we picked up couches and went across our front yard, their front yard, right into the door.
Oh, that's so good.
Now, I will tell you something about that. At the time, because I was a teenager, I was mortified.
Sure.
Because when you're a teenager, right... Everything embarrasses you, and you're just like, ugh. You got teenager attitude about everything. Ugh, all of my friends are going to make fun of me because I'm moving next door. Ugh. And I remember my parents were like, shut up, who cares? And now that I'm an adult, I'm the same way. If the house next door to me was like killer and it went on the market, I would move. I don't care.
You bounce on it, you jump.
I think you should make the move.
I kind of am leaning that direction. I mean, the bad thing is like we have gone in and put in the new furnace, the air conditioner, the windows, the patio, the shed.
Are you worried that you're not going to get
that driveway? Like, I mean, we've put a lot of money into this house to get it exactly how we want it. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, do we go down there and potentially have to start over with a lot of that? And I mean, our mortgage is down there. I mean, if we really kicked it in the butt, the mortgage would be done with fairly soon. And we got that 2% interest rate. But so if you move,
All right. Well,
you know, you start crunching the numbers a little bit and you're like, is the additional every month, you know, worth it?
Why don't you rent yours out?
Talked about that too. Yeah.
And have somebody make your payment there for you.
Yep.
And just start over fresh with a new one.
Yeah.
You're a high-paid radio personality.
Oh,
you can
watch
handle
out
two
now.
Houses.
Watch out now. Well, yeah, I mean, if somebody's paying for one of them. But I don't know. I don't know if it's worth the hassle, because you still have to pack up your house. You know, you're still going to be packing things up.
Not as much as
you think. And making a move. But you could go into your closet and just grab, like, a grouping of clothes off the hangers and just walk them down the street, you know?
That's exactly what we did. And I think we used, like, some neighbor's they had, like, one of those oversized wagons. And I think we got that. And we set stuff on it. You don't have to box up everything. You know when you move? What a pain in the arse it is.
It is.
To box up your kitchen stuff, like your plates
Everything.
And dishes.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. You just grab them and you just, you know, put some headphones on, listen to something. You walk back and forth.
And you work it so nobody takes over, you know, possession of your current home for a month or so. You got a 30-day rent back or something like that. So you can just walk things back
take
and
your
forth
time.
For 30 days.
Take your time. I think it took us 2 or 3 days.
It's the whole thing just sounds silly, but yet it sounds so damn tempting and so convenient to move. It sounds almost convenient to move now that we, you know, talk it out a little bit.
Sue says, be warned, when moving close, you'll have more breakage than moving across town. I don't remember breaking anything. Sue might just be clumsy.
Just tripping Sue, as they call her on the street.
It was beautiful. It was the easiest move if I hadn't been that, you know, anxious teenager with what my friends were going to say.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. It's like, I do like the neighbors across the street from me. I like the neighbors on the left side of me that we would, you know, be losing, air quotes.
Yeah.
So there is that.
Now you're two doors down.
But
you're
yet it's like
neighbors.
We still all can hang out.
Julie says she moved across the hall in a condo. Best move ever. Carry next door, wipe down, repeat. That's right. It's just you go right across the hall.
That's a super easy move from condo to condo across the hall. Yeah.
Chris is going to get a ding out of me.
What's
Chris,
up?
He says 2 doors down is okay. 3 doors down, not okay. Get it? It's
not
bad.
Really. Oh, okay. Does he not like 3 doors down?
I don't really care for him.
Chris? What? I love 3 doors down.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't ever text us again.
That's why you got ding out of me, cowboy.
But it's a ranch, says Betty. It's a ranch. I know. And that's the thing. Like, I hear about that from my parents and, you know, other seasoned adults. They're like, you want the ranch when you get older.
It's funny. 2 days ago, we were talking about that because our house is 2-story and a basement, and we use all 3 floors a lot. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stairs up and down, up and down, up and down, and up and down in our house. And we were talking about the concept of moving in a few years to a ranch style, which is just kind of the thing you do.
That's
right?
What you do, yeah.
And we talked about how the stairs, though, we almost don't want to give up that exercise.
Oh, but you have slick stairs, too. Yours are wood, and you guys could fall and break a hip. And
We have dangerous stairs. There's no doubt.
Honestly, Gretchen's way younger than you. That she'd probably shove you down the stairs.
She's thinking about shoving me.
She's going to put you in the slickest socks ever and be like, hey, can you go grab this for me downstairs?
And she'll sprinkle something on the stairs.
She'll put Pledge on the stairs so they're super slick.
I'm not going to. It wouldn't surprise anybody. Yeah. I told you, if I end up dead, she did it. I'll say it again. I try to say it like once every 6 months.
Sick of you.
If I end up dead, I'm telling everyone right now, Gretchen did it.
And if you
call the
see
cops.
Him in bright white socks at the bottom of the stairs, you know what happened.
Mike, have you done this? Is that right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so how far did you move then in the neighborhood?
Well, we got in the car. My dad said, all right, I'm taking you to the new house. We drove 30 feet. I said, are we there yet? My dad said yes, and we stopped the car. It was a block away, but it's the tiny part of the block, so it was only 100 feet away.
No way.
That's great.
Yeah.
Easy move, though, right? Super easy move.
Oh, yeah. What we did is we called all of our family members and said, hey, meet us at the old house, then we'll take you to the new house. They showed up to the old house. We handed them something, told them, take it to the new house. We didn't pack or anything. We just grabbed it and
trickery.
Took it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you're not going to have to invest in, like, bubble wrap or packing peanuts.
None
of that. You can just walk it. I mean, that's the part that is so tempting. You had a giant what?
Yeah, we had a giant 9-drawer dresser.
Yeah.
We just took out the drawers, took the dresser, and then took the drawers. We didn't take any clothes out or anything.
That's a big dresser.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was huge and it was heavy.
Yeah.
That's an easy move,
Mikey.
All we did. We just, yeah.
So you're saying I should go for it?
I would go for it.
Absolutely, right. Go for it. Mike, thank you for the call.
See, and the thing is, too, is I need to make my move because, I mean, right now it's just a hunch that this is going to be going
down.
Well, you
should go ring the bell and do a preemptive offer.
Can I tell you the one other reason that is holding me back? And I didn't want to mention this because I know you'll give me hell, but I can't
be alone
in this.
Because the old guy died in there?
The old guy died in the house. I know what room he died in.
How do you know what room he died in?
I saw them come out with the sheet on the cart and load him up. And
yeah, so what? Go in and sprinkle this. What is it, sprinkle the sage?
Yeah, burn the sage and sprinkle holy water or whatever. It still gives me a little bit of the heebie-jeebies. like in that particular room, I don't know if I could like...
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I know, and I knew him, and he was so sweet, but then I know I also watched him come out of the house.
Put a picture of him in the room or something, you know? He might be a friendly ghost in there, you know?
That's the thing. I'm like, is the house haunted?
Yeah, no, he'd be a friendly ghost.
It's holding me back a little bit.
Ring the doorbell, make a preemptive offer. You're going to kick yourself if you don't. A couple of notes. Here's the different Michael who wrote in. Moving sucks no matter where you go, but at least with moving within the same neighborhood, you don't have to worry about meeting all new people around you. I say go for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Solid point.
Like
you
our
know
neighbors.
All your neighbors already.
Love our neighbors.
Because when you do move to a new neighborhood,
you don't know what you're going to get.
Both sides are worried about it, right? You're worried because you're like, who are we moving next to? And your neighbors are like, who the hell's moving in?
I know how the HOA works in this neighborhood.
Oh, my God, that's right.
I could still stay on the board.
Your stupid HOA. The one that I love the most, because you've heard me talk about this before, and I love the idea. Wendy says, my grandparents loved their next-door neighbor's house so much they bought it, but only he moved. Grandma stayed next door. They loved it. I love that idea.
Oh, God.
Come on. Two houses next to each other.
Uh-huh.
I think that, you know, the ideal is a duplex, and you just have a little door inside that connects. She gets to, kind of decorate the way she wants. He can decorate the way he wants. She wants to make something stinky in the kitchen. It's over in her kitchen.
That's it. It's the way to do it.
It's a beautiful way to do it, man. Each got a master bedroom and a master bath. Oh.
Jamie says, Jared, do you know that for sure that nobody has died in your current house? I don't know for sure, but I do know for sure on the other one. And I knew the guy, and I knew what room. And so that's what makes it, I mean.
What room was it?
It was a little back bedroom. So that could be
one
of the,
something special back
could be one of the kids' rooms.
It'd be like that
if
poltergeist
strange
scene
noises.
With the closet where your daughter is sucked into the closet.
Yeah.
The vortex in the closet.
You see, like, stuffed animals go running out of there.